College football's national championship matchup and all the bowl pairings were officially set yesterday. Defending champion Miami is scheduled to face Ohio State January 3rd in the Fiesta Bowl championship game. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
Any arguments with that?
No. Sometimes, as you know in life, good things happen to bad people. And as corrupt as the bowl championship system is, this is absolutely the right matchup. The two undefeated teams, Miami and Ohio State, and it's an intriguing matchup. Ohio State hasn't played for the national championship since 1968, when its coach was Woody Hayes, and they had to beat Southern Cal in the title game led by a running back named O.J. Simpson. On the other hand, Miami's won 5 titles in the last 20 years. They're the defending champions, and they've won 34 straight games. So it's an outstanding championship game, one that they're lucky to have.
Well, there are 4 bowl championship series games and all, but only one decides the national champion.
Right, and the others are essentially exhibition games, but very lucrative exhibition games, because if you make a BCS bowl, you make somewhere between $12 and $14 million, the 8 schools that make it. And one of the defenses, as you know, Bob, of the BCS is tradition. So Oklahoma is in the Rose Bowl. Now, I have nothing against Oklahoma personally, but Oklahoma playing in the Rose Bowl is like the Yankees playing their home games next season in Fenway Park.
Well, there's no bigger tradition than Notre Dame, and they're not in it.
And, you know, this is one of those deals where the BCS people got together and said, if we do this, the wrath of God will come down on our head. Because Notre Dame, after losing to Southern California by 31 points last week, clearly didn't belong in one of the BCS bowls. And with all the screaming and yelling about the BCS that goes on, this would have caused more. So they made the smart move and left them out. They took the path of less confrontation this time.
But they're 10-2.
They're 10-2, but they lost to Southern Cal, which is 10-2 by 31 points, and a bunch of the other teams are 11-1. The only one that has a worse record is Florida State, who got an automatic bid by winning the ACC, which is a whole other issue.
There's a bowl for everyone, isn't there?
There is, and you know what? I don't have a problem with that. You're excited about Louisville playing in whatever bowl it's playing in. Let all the 7-5 teams play in bowl games. Let them have their fun. Just let the top 8 teams compete for the national championship. Then let everybody else go and play in the San Francisco Bowl or whatever it is bowl game that you guys are in.
Someplace warm.
Yeah, that's the problem. They've run out of warm places. They're having bowls in places like Charlotte, North Carolina now, which I don't think will be very warm on December 31st.
But still no playoff.
No playoff, and there's a simple reason why there is none. The money now is divided 63 ways. Those are the BCS schools. If you go to a playoff, then you have to divide the money 117 ways, and the 63 don't want to share with the 54. That's why the system exists. It has nothing to do with academics or anything else.
Wouldn't we call that a cartel?
Yes, we would call it a cartel. I call it a number of other things that I probably shouldn't use on public radio. But there's 3 more years left in the contract. I do think when this contract is up, we will finally get a playoff system, which everybody knows should exist.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein. His new book is The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and a Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.